Polls are open in Massachusetts as voters head to the polls to choose a new president. And joining us with his thoughts is WATD political analyst John Creed. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, it's a pleasure. To remind everybody the polls are open until 8 tonight. And if you're in line, regardless of how long it takes, you can vote.
All right. So first off, we're going to start off with the presidential race. What are your overall thoughts right now?
Well, I'm going to give you my prediction of what I think is going to happen. I think Vice President Harris is going to win. It will be close, but she'll win on the strength of independents and especially independent women, and Trump can't stay on message.
And we've already seen, I think, roughly more than 80 million people have already voted through early voting.
That is incredible. And still, we may not know the results till later in the week. But I think it will be an interesting night, and people will listen to us.
And there's also the House and Senate races up for grabs right now.
Yeah, I'm predicting that the Democrats are going to take over the House, but the Republicans are going to take the Senate. So the people kind of do their own balancing of the budget.
Now, there are also some local races that are happening. Any in particular that have your attention right now?
I think the Moratori race, he's a Republican running state rep, but he's running for state Senate. And if he wins, he'll only be the fourth Republican in the 40-member Senate.
And, of course, there's also a race for Plymouth County Commission. We could see some changing over there, too, possibly?
Yeah, and a lot of it will be the huge turnout, and how many people who come out to vote for president don't even know there's county commissioners.
And you were saying?
Well, I'm going to also talk about the questions. There are five questions on the ballot, and I remind everybody to turn the ballot over because some of the questions are on the other side. And it will be interesting what happens if questions one and two, the auditor thing and MCAS, if the legislature doesn't like the result and what they might do on questions one and two.
And which of the questions do you think have really generated the most interest from the public?
I think question two, the MCAS, and question five, the tip question.
Now, with this races coming up, you said it might not be till later in the week that we know what the results are going to be. Do you anticipate some legal actions taking place as this count moves forward and before final
Actually, Dan, it was the last thing I was going to say is how many lawsuits are going to result from this year's election?
So you're expecting we'll see a lot of the courts getting involved in this?
There's already several lawsuits in Pennsylvania and in Georgia. And if you're in Arizona, it's a two-page ballot. So they might be there for a while.
Alrighty. Well, I will remind everybody that we're going to have a special election show beginning at 7 o'clock tonight with live election coverage starting at 8 o'clock right here on WATD, and our own John Creed will be involved in that. And the polls close at 8 o'clock. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dan. See you tomorrow morning.
Indeed, we shall.